Welcome to this episode of the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. In this episode, I'm talking with Yvette Nicole. Yvette plays Shirley on NBC's Community. I've met Yvette several times, and I gotta say, she just lights up a room. She's got that smile that you see on TV, but in person, it's like 100 times brighter. She's incredibly nice, and it's always fun to talk with her. I got a chance to do just that at WonderCon. In this roundtable that I did with her, she talks about those pesky ratings, the origin of the Shirley voice, and if her personal life ever leaks into her character. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers, because every little click does in fact help. And don't forget, we also sell casting director and agent mailing labels and have a bunch of other cool actor services available. You can check all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Yvette.
So you had a pretty exciting reseason premiere.
With the wedding.
Pretty great.
Wedding. Yeah. I want you guys to know that there was no acting required in that first scene. That joy and glee you saw was literally Yvette being joyful that Malcolm was about to propose to her. I know we were supposed to be acting. I'm sure he was. I was not. It was great. It was a great episode. I enjoyed it.
You get to work with Pierce again. It's been a while since the
It has been a while, and there's going to be a couple of more episodes. Shirley's been paired with Joel a few more times this season. And Jeff's character and also Chevy's character Pierce. So they're putting, like, going back to the greatest hits from the first season with some of the pairings. So, yeah.
Well, will you guys go into business together?
Well, look at you just wanting spoilers. Shirley has a dream and Pierce has money. So there's a good chance that they're going to keep trying to see where that could go. Who knows if it's going to work out, because it's Greendale. Nothing ever works out as planned like Greendale, but they're going to give it a go.
Anything you can tell us about your character in the Law & Order episode?
Oh, no, there's nothing I can tell you. Have people been telling you stuff? That stuff been
leaking?
Yeah, sure.
They gave away the entire season.
No, it's not true. It's not true. I don't want to tell you because everybody is playing a certain... You can find... If you watch it, you'll be able to go, okay, that's her. And so I don't want to tell you anything about it. I really want you to enjoy it. Like, we were kind of bummed that it leaked, because that's like the one that most of us are the most excited about, that Law & Order episode. When we were doing the table read, they had the Chung Chung written in. By the time we got to the end, everyone was racing to say for Chung Chung! You know, like, everyone wanted to be the one to get the Chung Chung in. So we're very excited about that episode.
Are we ever going to see the baby?
In the flesh, I don't think you see the baby this season, if I'm honest. We saw pictures of him, and the pictures were Mike Rogers, our Donald Standard, his son. So that was like kind of a little Easter egg that Mike's kid made it into the show. But, you know, I don't think we actually see him in the flesh. Babies are expensive to have. Very expensive.
Were you guys confident that the ratings would be as good as they were?
Not at all.
You didn't think so?
Not at all. You know why? Let me say why. Because we know that most of our fans watch online. Like, we know that... I knew for sure that our fans weren't monitored by Nielsen because, you know, I used to be on a show called Drake and Josh, which had great numbers, and I could not walk outside without a kid or their parent recognizing me from Drake and Josh. Community is Drake and Josh times 10, times 30. So I knew there's no way that this many people are recognizing me every day, and it's not, they're not watching. They're watching, they're just not being counted. So that being said, I kind of thought, well, maybe the same millions that have been watching uncounted will watch again, and we'll get our little 1.3 or our 1.5, and we'll, you know, it'll be a fun ride. But I guess they told 10 friends, or they found their way to someplace where a Nielsen box was, and it just was, I was shocked. And I got up early that day because the ratings come in by 8:30 or 9, so I literally was on Twitter like, community ratings, oh Lord, sin. You know, and there they were, and it was glorious. So, yeah, I did not expect that.
One of the things that I've been wondering about since before you guys went on hiatus was Shirley's foosball skills. and whether or not you're actually a master at foosball.
Well, I'll have to catch you at a foosball table and show you.
Ooh, might take you up on that.
I suck at foosball. I just really want to be very honest. I'm better now since I did that episode, because they had a foosball episode that taught me all these different tricks that I think, if, you know, I could go somewhere and really impress someone. But some of the shots, like the shot that went over, you know, I wish I could, I don't lie. I wish I could say, you know, oh yeah, that was me. It was not some trickery.
Can you talk about the Shirley voice?
Yes, you know what's so funny? The Shirley voice was something I did as an actor. It was an acting choice I made. And I remember the first time I did it, I asked Dan if it was okay to do that, and he was like, sure, do it. I never knew 3 years later that we'd find out that all the times that I've been doing that voice, I've been flirting with someone. Like, I just, it's very disturbing. She said that she's talked to her kids like that. She's talked to Annie and Britta like that. I think she might have talked to the priest that married her like that. Like, there's a lot of instances where she's done that voice. So it was very shocking to find out that that's her sexy voice, but there it is.
How often do you find that the writers are pulling from your actual attributes and adding that to...
You know what's so funny? It's hard to say because... and I don't think anyone on the show would say all the time, because these are some seriously flawed people. They're all a little crazy. So I don't think I want to say, yeah, well, that is me. I think maybe my Christianity informs her, but even that's to the nth degree, because Shirley's very judgmental and I'm not. So there's some things that Shirley's had to say that I've cringed at, like, oh, because it's not the way God is, and it's not the way Christians are supposed to be, but I know it's made bigger for comedy effects. So I hope there's not a lot. She's very rageful, she's violent, she slept with Chang. Like, there's a lot of stuff she's doing that I'm hoping are nothing like me, so I'm going to say very little.
Does the character leak into your personal life, though? Like, do you find yourself having Shirley moments?
Well, you know what's funny? That's Nice is something that I say. And I've said this in interviews before, but in the pilot, I said That's Nice to something Joel did. Yvette said That's Nice to Joel. And I didn't know that we were still rolling. So it made it in the pilot randomly. And so now they write it in. And also, maybe 30% of the time, I'm just saying it. I ad-lib it a lot. So that's a little weird to be out in the world, and I'll say That's Nice at a grocery store, and they go, oh, you're doing Shirley. I'm like, no, it's me.
It's good to have a catchphrase.
That's actually my own. Yeah.
Is that when Joel gives the show the name? Because I think that's when in the podcast.
It might be, yeah, because I thought, oh, that's nice. It was something, yeah, we've now become a community. And it was a take where Joel, the way Joel said it, touched me as he touched Yvette. And I was like, it's nice. You know, and it stuck. Yeah. Just stuck. How do you remember that? My God, encyclopedia brain.
Are you surprised that people remember things like that, especially like WonderCon?
Yes, I'm surprised. We have people quoting the show to us all the time. And, you know, we film it for 80 hours a week, right?
Wow.
We watch, yeah, it's 14 to 16 hour days, 5 days a week. So about 80 hours, you know. So we get our fill of any given episode. I'm good. So by the time it comes on, we watch it to see how they edit it together and what take they chose or whatever. But it's not like really watching as like a fan, because we have our fan moments. Like, we have our own catchphrases and silliness from the 16 hours. Like, we have little jokes and stuff from that. So I'll have fans that go, remember when you said? And I'll be like, no, I don't. You know, I'm glad you do, because that means you've watched it a few times, but I don't.
Because you're not pulling from 30 minutes, you're pulling from 80 hours.
80 hours, I can't remember, like, some random thing. But I think, but I'm a fan like that of other shows. Like, you know, Cosby is big for me. Golden Girls is big for me. I love Chuck like that. I love Friday Night Lights like that. So for me, and Once Upon a Time, it's a real problem. Once Upon a Time and Revenge, like, I could go on and on. So if I met them, and I did meet the cast of Once Upon a Time, and I think there's restraining orders out talking, because I was so...
So you love that little Cosby nuance that was...
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
Back.
And what I just did to Joshua Jackson, it really is not good. So I'm just saying, I understand that rabidness, that feeling of, oh, God, I love what you did. So I get it. I just, you know, don't get it for my show, because it's my friends. We're, you know, doing little silly stuff, and it's nice, but, you know, it's surprising.
Yeah, we see more Malcolm Jamal Warner pulled into the madness that the rest of you guys getting?
Do we see more of Malcolm? I don't know if we see Malcolm more this season. Maybe once. It's all a blur, because all those last 10 episodes we just kind of ran and gun. So it's, you know, he's definitely referenced a lot. And he also was doing Read Between the Lines, his own show on BET. So we had to piecemeal our time with Malcolm this season.
Do you feel confident it's coming back?
You know what? Before Friday at 8:30 in the morning, I did not. I was like, I kind of felt like we had run our course, and it was a nice experiment, and hopefully the fans loved it. But after seeing the numbers we got, I think that has given us all a renewed hope that we might be able to pull this thing out. Like, if our fans show up again... Oh, somebody stopped. If our fans show up again... If they show up next week and then the week after that, I know Big Bang Theory is a formidable opponent, and American Idol is a huge juggernaut. I get it. They're great shows. But if our fans just give us like 2 or 3 more weeks and show NBC that there is a fan base that will tune in live, we really got a good shot, I think.
Thank you so much, Yvette, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.